From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The world of music mourns the loss of a pioneer today. Les Paul has died from complications of pneumonia. Paul was an internationally renowned guitarist who forever changed the sound of music. Les Paul left a huge mark on rock and roll with the electric guitar. He also invented multi-track recording so that artists could record different instruments at the same time. Paul died in White Plains, New York, with family and friends by his side. He was 94 years old. The number of homeowners in some stage of having their property foreclosed upon set another record in July. That's as just 4 states accounted for more than half of all new foreclosure activity nationwide, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Between them, California, Florida, Arizona, and Nevada accounted for 57% of all new foreclosure filings last month. That's according to RealtyTrack, a group that maintains an extensive database of foreclosure activity, which includes not only foreclosure filings, but also auction notices and bank repossessions. Nevada, for a 31st consecutive month, had the dubious distinction of having the highest foreclosure rate in the nation. Roughly one in every 56 households in the state is currently in some stage of foreclosure. And while that does not necessarily mean seizure and sale by a bank, it means being at least delinquent on a mortgage payment. Overall, the total number of foreclosure filings in July were up 7% from the previous month, up 32% from the same month a year ago. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
Suicide bombings have killed at least 18 people in northern Iraq today. Police say the attacks took place in a crowded cafe in the town of Sinjar. In the Philippines, a fierce battle between government troops and rebels from the Abu Sayyaf group has left more than 50 people dead. NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan has details.
Military officials say they were targeting the Abu Sayyaf's main training base on Basilan Island, but were met with heavy resistance. The fighting has left dozens dead on both sides, with many more wounded. The al-Qaeda-linked Abu Sayyaf is one of several militant Muslim groups operating in the southern Philippines and is blamed for the 2004 sinking of a ferry in Manila Bay that killed 100 people. The group has also carried out several high-profile kidnappings for ransom that have left several foreigners dead. Abu Sayyaf has ties to the Southeast Asian terror group Jamaa Islamiya, blamed for the 2002 Bali bombings. A JI splinter group is believed responsible for last month's attacks on the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
So far, no change in the Dow. It's at 93.61. NASDAQ is up about 4 points at 2,003. S&P 500 up 2 at 1,008. From Washington, this is NPR News. A wildfire in Northern California is growing. As of this morning, the blaze in Santa Cruz County had burned more than 1,000 acres. Hundreds of people are under orders to evacuate. A report from the Southern Poverty Law Center says authorities in the U.S. have noticed an increase in militia activity. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The Alabama-based watchdog group says there's a resurgence of armed militia groups organized around fears that American freedoms are in jeopardy. The center's Mark Potuck says anti-government sentiments and conspiracy theories popular with militias are also taking root in mainstream corridors.
It's not unusual anymore to hear from a cable television commentator that FEMA may be secretly building a set of concentration camps in which to herd patriotic Americans.
Potuck says while new militia training groups are forming, they have not reached the numbers or violence that the nation experienced leading up to the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Thailand's government has deployed thousands more troops to villages devastated by last weekend's typhoon. Many survivors are angry with the military, saying it could have acted sooner and saved more lives. At least 100 people have died. Local authorities say hundreds more villagers caught in mudslides are still missing and fear dead. Golf and rugby may get a shot at an Olympic medal. The International Olympic Committee is considering including those sports in the 2016 Summer Games. Golf and rugby were chosen out of a field of 7 sports. Separately, the IOC board has approved the inclusion of women's boxing in the 2012 London Games. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.